To keep in line with the actual launches, GT-7 is next, followed by GT-6. Actually, both these spacecraft were in orbit at the one time. The command pilot in GT-7 was Frank Borman, along with Jim Lovell as his co-pilot. GT-6 command pilot Wally Schirra, his co-pilot Tom Stafford. The Capcoms, in this case, there were two, namely Keith Kundell and Hugh Davis.
Gemini 7, Carnarvon.
Roger, Carnarvon.
Roger, welcome to Australia in the daylight. We're standing by if you need us down here. You're looking real good.
Roger, we were just discussing that. We said we think we might be able to see Australia before it gets dark.
Yeah, how much can you see?
I'm picking it up right now, as a matter of fact. I think I see Shark's Bay, maybe.
Roger, copy. Gemini 7, Carnarvon.
Go ahead, Carnarvon.
Roger, we noticed your EKG trace has just started getting some static on it. We were wondering what kind of movement you had the last couple of seconds here.
I leaned way over and went down and started banging on the tape equipment down there at the footwell.
Roger, copy.
They've found out some interesting information on the GLV-6 launch vehicle at the Cape. They will brief you on that a little later on today.
Thank you.
Roger.
Does it affect the launch on Wednesday?
It means that the launch on Wednesday will probably come off on schedule.
Thank you.
Roger. Okay, we'll have LOS here shortly. Good morning from Australia. And that completes the items for this pass.